inside in Ankeny in Southeast Portland. If you come in person, you can take your receipt and show it to the folks at Cider Riot, which is just around the corner from us, and they'll give you $1 off a pint of cider in their tasting room. And we were talking earlier about how cider is really vital for you know, keeping one's cool in these very trying times. And so,
aqua vitae.
Yeah, hey, there you go, the elixir of life.
That's,
you know,
right.
So, you know, this is a great opportunity for you to support your local radio station and get a little bit of a discount on your cider. All you need to do is come on in. That's again 20 Southeast 8th between Burnside and Ankeny. Our number one more time, 877-500-5266. We are so close to meeting our goal. We know we can do it with your help, but now's the time. Don't wait another moment. 877-500-5266. Thanks.
KBOO would like to thank our community partners who've donated food for our volunteers today. Breakfast was provided by the Roxy, a diner located at 1121 Southwest Stark Street, and serving breakfast and burgers anytime, open 24 hours, closed on Mondays. Lunch was provided by Sizzle Pie, a vegan, vegetarian, and meaty pizza place located at 624 East Burnside Street. Dinner was provided by Marrakesh at 1201 Northwest 21st Avenue, serving traditional Moroccan food. For more information on how you can support KBOO, call 877-500-5266 right now.
It's 10 o'clock. You're listening to KBOO Portland. Coming right up, it's Chris Andre and Air Cascadia. She's got Steve Horn ready to speak with her this morning. Stay tuned for that. And then at 10:15, Flash Points, of course, with Dennis Bernstein presenting the Election Crimes Bulletin with Greg Palast. 11 o'clock, it's the Food Show. Today, talking to the author of Meet Me at the Bamboo Table about how food can nourish the body, community, and our whole selves. And you can keep on calling the pledge line. It's 877-500-5266. And pledge your support for this great community radio station. We really appreciate it. And here comes Air Cascadia.
Good morning, Cascadia. Today is Wednesday, February 15th, 2017, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio, or your sanctuary radio, the alt fake news, or Cascadia at 90.7 FM on the air, KBOO.FM. everywhere. If you're not on board now with a KBOO membership, now at this late stage in the game, it's time to make your move. We are so much stronger together. Give me one good reason not to join. One good reason. One. Okay, half a reason. Okay? No reason at all. There is no reason at all not to join KBOO right now. And this is a perfect time. It's a rainy day. It's a beautiful, stormy, rainy day. And we are planting our feet here in Cascadia. We have what everybody else has in the rest of the world. We have what in countries we can't pronounce have. We all have weather, and today ours is rain, highs near 51, and tonight rain persisting, continuing, and roaring down out of the night sky at 44 degrees approximately in most places. Tomorrow, again, rainy and a high around 53, and tomorrow night there is a chance of rain. Seems to be backing off just a little bit, beautiful picture, satellite pictures of it backing off, and a low around 40. That's it for the weather. We're hoping to get Nick Cady on the line this morning to talk about the Elliott timber sale. The sheer ridiculousness of the idea that we're going to fund schools by cutting down more trees. We said it before, just it's worth saying it one more time, and that is that when this idea was created or popped into someone's head 100 years or so ago, we had a lot more trees and not many people. Now we have a whole lot of people and very few trees standing. Most people don't realize how far we have come down a dead-end road, a road flanked by a patch of trees to give the impression that we haven't slaughtered the forests. But we have, in fact. And if you look through that thin veil of Douglas fir, what you see is clear-cut slopes all the way to the horizon. In some cases, it's pretty ugly out there. We sit in Portland. We don't think about these things. It's difficult to, and even if we're aware of them, it's an awareness that we sometimes fight off. So that said, the timber sale, well, there are still ways to stop it, and your calls to the governor are very important right now. So we're waiting to see if Nick can join us. There's a lot happening in Salem right now. Steve Horn will be joining us in just a bit. Steve Horn, of course, with the Smog Blog. The degree of the backroom corruption and secrecy that surround Trump's operation go back much further than the inauguration. This has been bubbling away for at least a year, in many cases longer than that. Paul Manafort was in a part of the Team Trump during the early run-up, the early campaign season, and he was pushed off the boat because of his ties with Russia. And not even, it could have been, in his case, in Manafort's case, it could have been any country at all. It wouldn't necessarily have to be Russia. What he was doing was illegal anywhere. And his name, though, keeps cropping up in the story, and it is a complex story. Now it involves the Keystone XL, where Russian steel has been used to build a great deal of the structures that are required to build a huge pipeline. And that said, there are ties very likely throughout American industry, heavy industry, when this indeed is what Trump means when he talks about infrastructure, rebuilding infrastructure. To translation of that is that he is, has these deals in with a huge Russian steel company. And it's going to be a quid pro quo, once again, where Trump is going to be doing Russia a favor. Now let's try to think, what sort of favors could Russia possibly be doing for us in this exchange? Let's ponder that for just a moment while we get things rolling here. This is, of course, we are in a time of national unity, national solidarity, standing up for Standing Rock. Standing Rock, of course, now has become a vast movement, global, I dare say. And we have got a week of action on behalf, especially in this case, of course, the people of North Dakota, the First Nations people in North Dakota at Standing Rock, around Cannonball, at the camps. The camps are beginning to fill up with people again, despite the word to disband. They are now beginning to grow again and stand up for water rights, which is what it's all about. It seems that we are entering a very seriously dire era when we have to pay for when water becomes something that we pay for in some cases and in some places, Flint, Michigan, for one, and in other situations where water has become an endangered species. Human beings have become an endangered species, and we're the ones that are endangering ourselves. But it's going to be okay. Nobody's going to go. Don't worry about going to jail because there's no more Environmental Protection Agency to come and have a look. So you're off the hook on that score. There are other bizarre aspects to the Trump administration. There is a call out for impeachment. And, of course, the minute we hear that, we think, hurrah, hurrah, let's all get together, let's all impeach Trump. God knows there is enough material to impeach a whole busload of Trumps. Short bus, perhaps, but it's not something that should be taken lightly, and it should be looked at very carefully. The impeachment of Donald Trump actually would not perhaps be such a good idea, because what it would do impeaching would not make him disappear. He would be out there. He would be louder and angrier than ever. So would his followers. They would become incredibly dangerous. We would have an army of very dangerous, very heavily armed people a very big army of Trumpets. And that would be a dangerous thing for the nation. Instead, continuing on throughout what we laughingly call his presidency, to simply pound him into the ground with lawsuits, investigations, revelations. Just keep that up, pressure from all sides. I don't think, don't realize that the presidency was actually a job that you went to every day, that you were a servant of the American people. You worked for them. They can fire you. And that is one of the perhaps routes to driving him from office. Far better to drive Trump from office. That's it in a nutshell. It would be much better to hound him out of the White House with lawsuits, with protests, with marches, with every type of legal harassment that is available to us as resistance. It won't, I don't think, take a great deal. The man seems to be on some sort of precipice. Mental health wise speaking, he's in a corner right now. He's beginning to find that this presidency deal isn't a matter of simply issuing orders and having those obeyed, as he's accustomed to all of his adult life. We now go to the membership room. As we said, membership drive is coming to an end. It's winding up soon, and this is exactly the day on which makes a real difference.
That's right, Chris. Thanks so much for reminding everybody that this is the last day of the winter membership drive. My name is Liz, and I'm here with Will. Say good morning, Will.
Good morning, Will.
And Will, what number are we calling?
We are calling 877-500-5266. And if we get Trump out of office and his Trumpets, we will have Mike Pence. And I don't think that's much of a solution. I recommend calling up 877-500-5266 to make the world a better place.
That's right. Not only a better place, but a better informed place, because right now, it's really hard to know what media outlets are actually giving you the right information. And cable has always brought you points of view that you won't hear elsewhere. And that seems to be even more important now, where we have an administration that is actively trying to confuse and discombobulate us. So we know that it matters to you that you hear the truth of the matter. And that's why you support cable. And that's why you're going to pick up that phone right now and call 877-500-5266. 5266.
That's right. And discombobulation is sweeping the nation. And when we have alternative facts, we never know what to believe. But KBOO will bring you the truth. So please pick up the phone and dial 877-500-5266.
That's right. That's the number to call. It's 1-877-500-5266. This radio, this station that you are supporting right now, is part of the resistance, and it is part of the way in which we hound Trump out of office. So much faster, easier, cheaper than impeachment, and it makes it his decision, so his followers cannot do what their followers do. It's 1-877-500-5266. Wait, your pencil, where is it? Where's the paper? Write it down now. It's 877-500-5266.
36 to World Bank?
Yes.
36
and
to World Bank?
And we've got a room full of volunteers back there. People just like you, your friends. If you walked in here right now, you'd probably find friends immediately in the room, in the whole station.
And, thank you. Joe.
Yeah. We have 877-500-5266. This is it. This is the moment. We don't have a lot of time left. This is really important. You want to be part of the resistance. This is it.